now we're heading out for our weekly journey on the Hudson River with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Each week we tell stories to Henry. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to the other Henry Hudson guy. Tales of the Hudson River. How are you doing this morning, Henry? The Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were at or below 32 degrees, with ice on top of much of the river. Amy H. Wu reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said it won't decide if enough PCBs are cleaned out of the Hudson River until, quote, early 2018, unquote, in a January 2nd letter. Quote, General Electric's cleanup of the Hudson River fails to protect the environment and public health, unquote, said Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro in a statement issued January 3rd. Quote, additional dredging is needed to create jobs and to ensure that river is safe and healthy for all New Yorkers, unquote. GE dumped polychlorinated biphenyls into the Hudson River from 1947 to 1977 and then spent 6 years in the last decade cleaning up some of the PCBs. Quote, the dredging project has been completed. GE completed all commitments to EPA, and EPA has said it was a success, unquote, said Mark Bayan, the GE spokesperson for the Hudson River cleanup. But environmental advocates say there are still plenty of PCBs in the river. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Next, let's go riding with the Sturgeon Bay Icebreaker on the Hudson River.
My name is Lieutenant John Forster. I'm the commanding officer of the Coast Guard Cutter Sturgeon Bay. The crew size is 18. We have three officers and about 15 enlisted at a given time. That's a lieutenant junior grade, and a warrant officer. Then we have two chiefs and variety of other enlisted rates and ranks. So currently the Sturgeon Bay is engaged in Operation Reliable Energy for Northeast Winters, or OPRENEW. It is the Coast Guard's region-wide effort to ensure Northeast communities have the security, supplies, energy, and emergency resources they need throughout the winter. The historic temperatures that we're experiencing right now has produced ice as thick as one foot in some areas. And on a day-to-day basis, we're escorting these commercial vessels carrying goods and supplies and home heating oil to various ports along the Hudson. And we're helping assist them if they get set in the ice and are unable to move at all. And we're also clearing the path for them along this waterway as they're trying to trans up and down the river. For most days we've been getting underway just after dawn and then pulling back in right around sunset. So we're supposed to only operate normally during daylight hours, and that way we reduce some of the risk of operating the ice by not doing it at night. Oftentimes we work for 12 plus hours even after we've pulled in, just so that we can get everything squared away on the ship before securing for the day. So we're breaking these track lines along the Hudson in order to allow commerce and barges that are pushing ahead, are being pushed ahead by commercial tugs, and as well as deep draft vessels that are moving resources and supplies up and down the Hudson River. And the a lot of the cargo that's coming up and down the Hudson right now is home heating oil. And that's vitally important for such a cold winter as we're experiencing right now to the homes throughout New England and the rest of the Northeast region.
Chief Post Mate Michael Hall, stationed on the Coast Guard Cutter Sturgeon Bay, home ported in beautiful Bayonne, New Jersey. Been on board for about a year and a half. The past year, we just went through a year-long dry dock, so not a lot of underway time. It's my first actual ice season underway. The 140 icebreakers at this vessel is called the Bay-class Icebreaker Harbor Tug. They're uniquely designed to break heavy ice. We can break up to 28 inches continuous steaming, 3 feet backing and ramming, and there are certain aspects about the hull design that make this possible. We have heavier plating on the bow and along the keel. The bow shape is a bit more rounded than most vessels to allow us the ice to kind of slide underneath. We also have frames of the ship that strengthen the hull a little bit closer together than most ships. And we have an ice belt, which is basically a hull plating around the waterline that is thicker to prevent the ice pressure from causing damage to the hull. Propulsion is generated by two massive electric diesel generators that power a 2,500 horsepower electric motor. So we have good horsepower to control ratio. We can go from full ahead to full astern as fast as we need to. We also have this box here, which is called the bubbler. It's a system, basically an air compressor that shoots bubbles out underneath the hull. We can direct this from either the port side or the starboard side or all around the ship. And what that does is the bubbles come up underneath the hull and kind of reduce the friction between the hull and the ice to allow us to get through better.
My name is Nicholas Trevelli. I'm an electrician's mate, third class bay officer. I'm on board Coast Guard Charter Sergeant Bay. I'm out here in ECC, Engineering Control Center. So here at the switchboard, we have our pulsing generators and the main motor and diesel engines that keep the shaft turning and keep us breaking ice. So we have a bunch of arms and gauges and all on this panel that let us know that everything's working in parameters and everything's safe.
All right, Henry, this has been this week's version of Hudson River Stories. Tune in next week for more Tales of the Hudson River with Henry the Hudson Whale.